From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's a new diplomatic showdown between the Bush administration and Venezuela and Bolivia. Those countries have accused the U.S. ambassadors of meddling and kicked them out. The State Department reciprocated, and the Treasury Department has put three Venezuelans on a sanctions list, accusing them of aiding drug dealers in Colombia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez used language that can't be aired on radio to describe what he thinks of the United States. He said he's had enough from, as he put it, the Yankees.
A partir que hora es?
Starting now, the Yankee ambassador in Caracas has 72 hours to leave Venezuela.
And Chavez said he's withdrawing his ambassador from Washington until a new U.S. administration is in place. He accused the Bush administration of being behind conspiracies in Venezuela and in Bolivia. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick called the allegations baseless and said both Chavez and Bolivian President Evo Morales were acting out of weakness and desperation when they expelled U.S. ambassadors.
This is part of the playbook.
Whenever things aren't going well, it's clear that they're trying to distract attention.
Bolivia's president is dealing with violent opposition protests in mainly wealthy parts of his country. As for Venezuela, one top State Department official who asked not to be named said Chavez may be simply trying to energize his support base ahead of local elections in November. The U.S. approach of late has been to try to avoid getting trapped in public debates with the man who once called President Bush the devil. Avoiding debates with Chavez is becoming more difficult now, though. Chavez is planning to cut back U.S. flights into his country. He allowed Russian bombers to land in Venezuela this week, and he often holds out the oil card.
Si viniera alguna agresión contra Venezuela.
If any aggression were perpetrated against Venezuela, there would be no oil for the people or the government of the United States.
U.S. officials say they don't take that threat too seriously because Venezuela's industry is so integrated in the U.S. market, and Chavez could be hurt more than the U.S. if he stops exporting crude. But all of this does not bode well for the next U.S. president, according to Peter DeShazo, who runs the Americas program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says this goes beyond Chavez's dispute with the Bush administration and is part of a larger struggle for influence in the region.
He sees himself as an alternative to the United States. He sees his Bolivarian revolution is meant to supplant U.S. influence in the region. And he's using his oil resources to try to promote Venezuela and to promote a vision for the region that's very different from the U.S. vision.
DeShazo says the best policy the U.S. can have is to listen more to leaders in Latin America, take a multilateral approach, and support democracy and economic growth as a way to fight poverty. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says the U.S. is trying to promote a positive agenda.
We are working very closely with those others in the hemisphere who share these values, who have an interest in promoting democracy, who have an interest in doing what's right for their people. None of what President Morales or President Chavez did helps their people one bit.
And while this diplomatic squabble played out between Washington and Caracas, the U.S. Treasury Department leveled some serious charges against two Venezuelan government officials and one former official. The three men, all close to Chavez, were put on a sanctions list, accused of aiding the drug trafficking activities of the Colombian rebel group known as the FARC. The State Department says this small coterie of officials sought to build up a strategic relationship with the FARC and enhance Chavez's standing, an effort the U.S. says has failed. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.